Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The garden's 87 acres of natural beauty is open every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We invite visitors to enjoy nature at its springtime best. To help maintain social distancing, please go online to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve your membership pass or purchase your day's admission before arriving at the garden. Hopefully, a day in the sunshine will infuse your heart with the optimism of spring. With the rushing of spring into the garden, it's tough to decide which beautiful blooms to highlight this week, but ultimately, I want to walk you to the very bottom of the garden. So let's begin at the beginning with the cactus plant in the very front corner of the parking lot. Its large red blooms are so vibrant that the edges of the petals actually fade into violet. The pink trumpet tree flowers are just beginning to fade, but you can see the seed pods already forming. The garden is now set up to help visitors remain socially distant and moving in one general direction. So we need to strike out straight ahead in the direction of the Solar One sculpture and the volunteer gardens. To the left, the volunteer garden is a riot of pink and blue pincushion flowers. A little farther on, and to your right, behind the vegetable and herb beds, is the living wall. That's a perfect spot for a family picture. Take a quick look at the artichoke plants as you pass. The artichoke heads are just forming above the foliage. Continuing on, you'll see the cactus and succulent gardens ahead. If you head down into that garden, try to find the elephant ear plants. Nestled within the stalks and near the ground are the loveliest blooms of sand lily, a very soft salmon tower about 24 inches tall. The elephant ear plants are native to Madagascar, while the sand lily comes to us from South Africa. Continue along the paved tram road to the right until you see the sign for Creek Lane. Take Creek Lane to the left. Go past the hillside meadows of blue periwinkle and white South African daisies on your left and stay on Creek Lane. That is, if you can resist a visit to the dry lake bed on your right as you pass it. Creek Lane, which is not paved, ends at the bottom of the tram road loop, and you will find the butterfly amaryllis directly across the road from the sign that shows the history of the garden timeline. These amaryllis are truly a hidden gem in the garden and a wonderful example of radiant springtime at its best. There are two more stands of butterfly amaryllis in the garden. The challenge is, can you find both of them? Like all hidden treasure, each is just 300 paces away. One bed to the right and past the sapphire dragon tree, the other to the left and in the banyan grove. Good luck. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.